At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
With the state of today's economy, it is more important than ever to invest in products that last for years to come. As the seasons shift and get cooler, make sure your closet is stocked with durable layers that stand the test of time from American Giant. American Giant's clothes work harder and are wearable season after season. Their greatest hoodie ever made is made of the highest quality materials that are cut and sewn right here in the United States. So you're investing right back into your local community. Choosing American Giant means taking a stand for American manufacturing and hardworking Americans, something other mega corporations don't care about. From fleece to knit, all in a range of colors for versatile daily wear, American Giant delivers everyday pieces designed for everyday life. Feel the difference of quality made-to-last clothes from American Giant. Get 20% off your first order with code STAPLE20 at American-Giant.com. That's 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com with code STAPLE20.
We may be seeing the first victim to and the first shoe to drop since Google Bard was announced. The AI search competitor, Neeva, has officially announced that it is going to be shutting down its consumer search product in the coming weeks. This is really interesting. So obviously, Neeva has actually been around. A lot of people just have found out about it since ChatGPT and kind of the hype around AI started. But Neeva has actually been around since 2019. It was started by a former Google executive who essentially said that he was just disillusioned with everything happening at Google. He felt like Google was pursuing growth of users at all costs. And so he decided he would like to create a better privacy-focused search engine, and he created Neeva.com, which was an AI search engine. And you could, you know, similar to what Google Bard is doing now, you could search and get AI results on Neeva. So they have announced that they are shutting it down. One can only assume that after Google Bard came out, there wasn't really much hope for them to think that they could win in the search engine space, a privacy-focused search engine. Obviously, that is super difficult. You know, we have other ones. There's, I believe, DuckDuckGo and a couple other competitors. I think Brave has its own search engine as well. And so I think there's been another, like a handful of other like privacy focused competitors. Essentially, they're like the anti-Google or the anti-Facebook who take all of your information and sell it or use it to target you with ads. So we have these other people. Neeva, you know, was really prominent because it was specifically AI. So it's kind of doing what like Microsoft Bing and Google Bard are doing. But as soon as these, like, honestly, as soon as Google Bard rolls out and it's going to be used by billions of people, it's included in Google search results. Honestly, Neeva kind of dies because it's just so much more powerful. They have so many more resources. That being said, of course, the privacy aspect of it, I'm sure, was great because Google still is not doing that, obviously. But I believe that there's probably other competitors that probably were just beating them. So they essentially they released a blog post. And the reason that they said they're shutting down is because they said that acquiring users has been really hard. And they also said that different economic environments have made it clear that a business in consumer search is not sustainable. That's just what they were saying. They said, this was a really tough decision that took into account lots of things, our business progress so far, the current funding environment, and our ability to continue to grow quickly in this vastly changing search environment. He tweeted that out on Saturday. So I think it's interesting. You know, I've been in software before. Like, customer acquisition can be really hard unless you have like incredible product market fit. I would have been really curious to see their numbers over the last couple months and their adoption, because I heard Neeva shilled by some really prominent and big podcasters. Jason Calacanis from This Week in Startups and the All In podcast talked relentlessly about Neeva to the point that his co-hosts would like complain that it was like always a sponsored thing. But like, you got to think that a lot of these people using AI have heard of it or seen it. And I would be really curious to see what their user numbers were. But I also know that when it comes to search, there is a cost associated with every single search. And when you have a free search engine, and like all of your users are essentially free, unless you can learn to monetize really quickly, which when you're a privacy search engine is a lot harder, I imagine that that would have been difficult. And that probably is where they ran into a snag. So I think this is going to be interesting to see what comes next in the landscape. If we see more prominent AI companies like this drop, and that being said, Neeva is not shutting down. Essentially, they said that they're going to explore other consumer applications of their AI technology, other applications of their AI technology beyond just search. I think it's honestly, it's kind of sad, I'm sure, because this has been around since 2019 and it's probably their dream and they hustled for it and whatnot. But they probably missed the boat by not raising more funding in 2001 when things were frothy. You know, they had 2 years to do it because 2022 and 2023 have been rough on raising funds for any sort of software company. That being said, AI did seem to have a bit of a boom. I would assume Neeva would have gotten a spike in numbers. I'm surprised, you know, they weren't able to grab some quick money because they'd been around a while in the space. That being said, though, I know the number one question people would have brought up, because in my current software company in AI, which isn't anything related to search, it's also still this number one question people bring up, but people are obviously going to say, what happens when Google does the exact same thing? And I think Neeva really probably struggled to answer that question to investors to differentiate themselves and to actually show that they had a moat, right? A leaked memo from Google said, we don't have a moat and neither does OpenAI. And I think for someone like Google and OpenAI, not having a moat is fine because, well, it's not fine, it's not great, but like they can go ahead because they're obviously the biggest. They can spend millions or billions of dollars developing this technology. And that money spent is, you know, essentially their moat, although things get cheaper. So it becomes less and less of a moat. But the users they have, the money they spent, first mover advantage, those are things that Google and OpenAI really want to focus on. And a company like Neeva just really can't keep up with what they were doing. So I think it's going to be interesting to see what they continue. They said they're going to explore use cases for generative AI and large language models in search going forward. And they said that all of the customers that currently have paid for it are going to get a refund. This is really interesting. Like, they're not even just leaving up like some sort of basic version of the technology for their paid users to just continue to use and continue to make money. They're literally just refunding the unused portion of any of their premium users, and they're deleting all user data as part of the shutdown. Now, my one caveat, or like one side note, which is just purely speculative, but the one thing this reminds me of with the whole deleting all of the data stuff is potentially, I highly doubt this happened, but potentially if there's some sort of data breach they felt like it was they're not able to redeem themselves, this is, you know, an interesting path they might also take. It just reminds me of Google Plus. Essentially, Google had their Facebook competitor, Google Plus. It got a lot, it didn't get a lot of traction. Honestly, it kind of made them look bad because Facebook kept just like kicking their butt in that department. And eventually there was a big data breach. It got hacked. And so then Google just like pulled the plug and said, shutting it down, deleting all the data, deleting the whole thing. They didn't even like just kind of leave it up as like one of their half-baked products that just kind of chilling like they have done other times. Google, to be honest, is pretty good at pulling the plug. And I think the reason on like unsuccessful products, and I think the reason, especially for Google Plus, is as soon as they had that data breach, they just wanted to like completely get rid of that because it essentially was a liability. So I doubt this is the case with Neeva, but it is interesting that they're just deleting all of the data and refunding everybody and not even like, you know, trying to continue to make money from that. So I think the executives over at Neeva said they'll have more to share in the coming weeks. So we will look forward to seeing that. But I do think this is a really interesting story because this is the first shoe to drop. This is the first AI company to bite the dust. Not just like startup, because there's 100 startups right now that are building like, honestly, a lot of them are building like what you'd consider features. They're like, oh, we do this cool thing. And the question is that a feature or is that a fully fledged product? Neeva was a fully fledged product. So that's why I think that it's actually interesting to talk about. Whereas a lot of these other AI companies, when they say like, hey, ChatGPT just unleashed plugins, now our whole company is dead. Or like Google just released like X, Y, and Z, like in, or like, you know, Google released like a feature that auto writes emails in Gmail, now my whole company is dead. It's like, Yeah, the problem is a lot of these companies were just like features. They weren't fully fledged products or platforms, or they're just like a little feature or a little gimmick, essentially, like a faster way to integrate ChatGPT into something. And I think you don't have a moat in that case, and a lot of companies are going to really struggle if that's all they have to stand on. Those companies definitely are going to struggle, but something like Neva, which is a search engine, which, you know, arguably has a moat, takes a lot of like manpower and a lot of resources to get something like that going. Seeing a company like that shut down their search operations, I think, is very telling in the space. I wonder, as we see Apple's making announcements that they're getting into AI, Amazon's making announcements that they're getting into AI, and as we kind of see this consolidation of Microsoft, Google, Apple, and Amazon, what other companies, prominent AI companies, we will see die because they become irrelevant, or they can't keep up, or they just weren't big enough to compete with these, you know, the big players in the space. So that is an area that we will continue to follow into the future. Thank you for listening to today's podcast episode, breaking down how AI is impacting your industry. Today's episode is sponsored by AIbox, a no-code AI app builder and marketplace, which just launched a crowdfunding campaign. If you are interested in investing in a new AI startup, you can go to republic.com/AI-box. I'll leave a link in the show notes as well to learn more. The minimum investment is $150, and the maximum investment is $100,000. Until next time, have a fantastic day.